Good morning. It's great to be in the house of the Lord this morning, amen? It might be raining outside and a little bit overcast, but we can have the joy of the Lord in our hearts today and rejoice in Him. And let's stand together this morning. We're going to just open by singing, "I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart." And that's what we want to do here today, is enter His gates, enter His sanctuary with thanksgiving in our hearts. Let's sing together.
I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad.
Amen. Has He made you glad this morning? Amen. You may be seated. Please take a hymnal and turn to number 84. So thankful for God's great grace, a grace that is greater than all of our sin. Let's sing about it. Number 84.
Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled, pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all our sin. Sin and despair like the sea waves cold threaten the soul with infinite loss. Grace that is greater, yes, grace untold, points to the refuge, the mighty cross. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all our sin. Dark is the stain that we cannot hide. What can avail to wash it away? Look, there is flowing a crimson tide. Whiter than snow you may be today. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all our sin. Marvelous infinite infinite matchless grace freely bestowed on all who believe. You who are longing to see His face, will you this moment His grace receive?
Sing it now.
Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found, was blind, but now I see.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God.
I just hope this morning that your heart is overflowing with praise to the Lord. At this time, I'm going to invite our ladies trio, New Hope, to come, and they're going to sing.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of gladdest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of God's unchanging love.
Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus saw me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed His precious blood. Oh, too great, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy grace now like a fetter bind my yielded heart to thee. Let me know thee in thy fullness, guide me by thy mighty hand, till transformed in thine own image, in thy presence I shall stand.
Good morning, it's good to be back with you all. We are New Hope from Kentucky Mountain Bible College, and we were here about 2 years ago, so I recognize some of your faces, and this is the same group, if you're wondering. And my name is Ruth Spees. I work at the school now in the as a development representative, and I travel and sing with the girls, and I just graduated with a communications degree, and I live right there in Van Cleef, Kentucky.
Hello, my name is Cheyenne Jack, and I'm from Huntsville, Alabama, and I'm very excited to be back. We don't go to very many places twice, so familiar faces are nice. And I'm a sophomore at KMBC, and I'm going to hopefully be going into missions.
Well, good morning. It is great to be with you all again. My name is Deanna Garcia. I'm from Mason, Michigan, and I'm a senior this year. And I just want to praise God for what he's doing in my life. I've been going through some trials, but you know what? God never left me. God is still with me. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. And I give him all the glory. And since I was last here, God has brought someone into my life, and we are now engaged. And just to see how God works, you know, when you give total surrender to God and you die out to self, and God comes in and completely sanctifies your heart and makes you a new person, then he is able to work in your life in ways that you don't understand. And that's exactly what God did in my life once I gave him everything, surrendered my all. He came in and cleansed my heart and sanctified me and brought someone into my life that I needed at that time. And I just love him so much, and I'm grateful to be here.
Shadows in the valley here below. He sees each tiny flower as its beauty softly glows. He never fails one time, each tiny detail he controls. Yes, God is in the shadows, he is everywhere I go. As I spend a few short days, he loves me as he made me. He's a loving heavenly king. I'm never all alone. He is always watching me. Yes, God is in the shadows in the valley here below. He sees each tiny flower as its beauty softly glows. He never fails one time, each tiny detail he controls. Yes, God is in the shadows, he is everywhere I go. God is in the shadows in the valley here below. He sees each tiny flower as its beauty softly glows. He never fails one time, each tiny detail he controls. Yes, God is in the shadows, he is everywhere I go. God is in the shadows, he is everywhere I go.
Thank God for how he changes lives. And there's not a point that you can get in your Christian walk where God just can't do anything else for you because you're just so up there Christian-wise, you know. And since I've been here 2 years ago, God has done amazing things in my life, just like Deanna had said about hers. And I have just seen such a growth in my spiritual walk. And it's amazing what God can do if you just surrender yourself to him and allow him to work in your life. And a lot of things in my life I have been holding on to and saying, God, you can take care of, you know, these other things, but these I just want to hold on to those, you know. I don't want you to have any part of that because I'm afraid of what you're going to do. And once I let those things go, God just totally changed my life and allowed me to see that the plans He has for me are to help me, not to hurt me. And I just thank Him so much for what He is doing in my life today and what He's going to continue to do.
Praise God, for He has done so much in my life. And When I was younger, I was telling our host and hostess about this last night, that when I was younger, I wanted to be a lawyer. Ever since I was in eighth grade, I was like, all the way through last year, I was like, I'm going to law school, and I'm going to go show them what for, you know. I don't know what I thought I was going to do, but that's what I really thought I wanted to do and everything. And last year, I went to take the LSAT, if you guys know about that. I studied for that so hard. That test is like, that was created by geniuses, meant only for geniuses or something, you know. And so I went and I took that test, and I said, I prayed each time, and I was like, God, if this is what you want for me, then I want you just, you know, to work through this and just show me through this test that this is what you want. And so I took these practice tests and I studied, and I got some pretty good scores on these practice tests. So I went in the first time, and I was there, and I had this terrible headache. And I could not even think, and I was, like, trying and trying. And then I got back, and I got this bad score. And I was like, something went wrong. So I was like, I'm doing it again. So the next time, I decided I was going to do it. And I went to, I was on my way there, and I was praying in the car. And I was like, God, if you want me to go to law school, then I want you to show me through this test. But I would rather not get a bad score. So if there's any other way. And the next thing I knew, I got hit by a car. And like, I didn't get hurt, but I just didn't make it in time for this test. And so then I decided I was going to try it again, you know, like a third time, you know. And so I registered, and then I went, and I got there, and they were like, you didn't register. And I was like, yes, I did. Here's my paper. And they said, well, you're not on our list. And I got home, and they called me and said, oh, sorry, we made a mistake. But you can come back and try it again. I thought, I think that God doesn't want me to do that. I am so thankful. This year I'm working at KMBC, and I get to work with recruiting. And I get to plan recruiting events, and God is doing so much in my life. And I've grown spiritually with Him more than I ever have in these last few months. And He has completely changed me and my heart. And all I want to do forever is like do full-time Christian ministry, because I am in love with Him and I want Him to be glorified. And He has just completely taken out the things in my heart that I didn't like. And He's turning me into the person that I've always wanted to be. And I love being in His presence, and I just want to praise Him this morning.
His heart was broken, mine was mended. He became sin, now I am clean. The cross He carried bore my burden. The nails that held Him set me free. His life for mine, His life for mine. How could it ever be that He would die? God's Son would die to save. Brought me healing. He spilled His blood to fill my soul. His crown of thorns made me royalty. His sorrow gave me joy. Save a wretch like me.
Belongs to our God. It is great to be here this morning. My name is Jay Whistler. I have the privilege of conducting this fine group of young people. These are young people that want to serve Jesus with their whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. And it's thrilling to me to be able to conduct them and to see Jesus shining through in their lives. It's great to be here this morning to represent Kentucky Mountain Bible College. I am the chair of the music department there, and my wife and our three children, we live on campus and are privileged to work there. And at this time, the choir is going to introduce themselves.
Good morning. My name is Deanna Ritgers. I'm from Cedar Falls, Iowa, and the Lord has placed upon my heart a passion for teaching, and so I hope to one day homeschool my own children.
Good morning. My name is Naomi Litchfield, and I am currently living in Van Cleve right now. Kentucky, and I'm a graduate of KMBC, and the Lord has called my husband and I into foreign missions.
Good morning. My name is Katrina Campitelli, KMBC.
Hi, I'm Brittany Dunn. I'm from Camden, Kentucky, and I am at KMBC to prepare.
Good morning. I'm Angelica Bradley. I'm from Erin, Tennessee.
Hello. My name is Caroline Pell, Kentucky, and the Lord has led me to KMBC to prepare me for writing as a ministry.
Morning, y'all. My name is Nathan Nyhoff, and I'm from Van Cleve, Kentucky. And I'm a junior this year in the youth ministerial program, and God has called me to be a youth pastor.
Good morning. It's great to be with you all. My name is Brian Munson. I'm originally from Fairbanks, Alaska, and God has brought me to KBC to prepare.
Hi, you know who I am. But if you forgot, my name is Sean Jack, and I love the South.
Hi, my name is John Sisler. I'm from Terre Alta, West Virginia, and God has placed a great passion on my heart for elementary education.
Good morning. It's great to be here. My name is Aram Street, and I'm originally from Ramsey, Indiana. My dad is a professor at the college, and I'm a freshman this year.
Well, good morning. My name is Deanna Garcia again, and I'm studying to prepare for the sermon.
Good morning. I don't think I've ever seen so much green in one church service in my life. My name is David Spies. I'm from Van Cleve, Kentucky, and I'm preparing for the ministry.
My name is Travis Johnson. I am a freshman, and God has called me to be a youth pastor.
Hola, buenas tardes. I was going to say something in Spanish, sorry. My name is Mariela Contreras, and I have put a passion in my heart to be a teacher.
Good morning. My name is Ross Foley. I come from Michigan, and I'm studying right now to go into the pastorate. And this next song, which is called We Preach Christ, is one of my favorite songs that we do because I'm studying to be a preacher, and it's called We Preach Christ. So I really like that. But the first line says, we are the church, the chosen bride of Christ. And I'm just thankful that God has called us out of all the sin that we were in and has washed us. Now we are pure and we wear a robe of righteousness.
Power of his name. We pray.
I love that song. The first line that says that the perfect and most holy sacrifice, it took that to save us and to redeem us for His work. And I just praise Him that He would want that relationship with me, who's so worthless and just a wretched person. But He redeemed me and He brought me out of my sin so that He could have a relationship with me to bring Him. And I praise Him for that today.
About the one God that we all serve.
it's all about Him. You know, we are all together. You know, there can be different kinds of people who speak different languages, races, but they all need to hear about the one God who is the one true God. And I'm so grateful that God has placed a burden on my heart to children and to go and to tell other people about the one God.
Thank you. good to be with you. If I didn't know any different, I'd think this was Green Church of the Nazarene. Well, I got a little bit of Irish in me. One of my grandmother's names was O'Neill. I think that qualifies. Thanks so much for giving us a warm welcome. You make us feel very much at home, and we really do appreciate the hospitality, the accommodations. In fact, the place where most of us stayed was good. It was hard to get the girls out this morning. Kentucky Mountain Bible College is an interdenominational holiness Bible college that is committed to helping students get grounded in their faith. You know, there's a lot of Christians in America. It's just that Monday through Saturday, they just don't act like it. Did you catch that? And in fact, George Barna, who's America's leading sociologist, Christian sociologist, says that church-going folk basically live and sin at the same rate as non-church-going folk. Well, we try to help our students understand that if you're going to be a Christian, you're going to be different. And it's going to cut down on the sinning business. A number of years ago, I went to a Promise Keepers convention, and one of the main speakers there, he was lamenting the fact, but he said the attitude of Christians in America is that we love to sin and God loves to forgive. How's that sound? That'd be kind of like for me to say, I love to cheat on my wife because she's such a forgiving wife. You'd say, that guy ought to be shot. Well, one of the things that we try to help our students at KMBC, we try to help them get out of the sin business, to really repent, get a hate for sin, and turn from it, and let God change their lives. And that's one of the exciting things that I experience, is watching how God is changing the lives of our students. And another thing we try to do is help them really get grounded in heart holiness, so that God takes that sin nature out of our hearts, so that we don't want to sin, but we have a nature that wants to do what is right. We focus on training and preparing our students for ministry. About 80% of our graduates go into some form of ministry, and about 18% of that number go into foreign missions. Now, we have students from a number of different denominations. The biggest representation would be Nazarene. About one-third of our school would be Nazarenes, and I'm a Nazarene elder myself. Now, we have a special event coming up, and I'll let this young lady tell you about it. You know, she was saying that she wanted to be a lawyer, and I'm her dad, and I didn't feel good about it. And so while she was trying to take those tests, Dad was praying.
Well, like I said, I work at the school in development and representing, and something else I got to do is plan recruiting events. So I am loving it. Right now we're planning on an event called iLive. It is free for sophomores, juniors, and seniors, and it is going to be the biggest recruiting event we have ever done. Have you ever played the game Candyland with your grandkids or your kids, or, you know, when you're younger or something? Okay. Well, it's a board game, and if you haven't heard of it, you need to find it. It's pretty awesome. But we're going to play a life-size Candyland where you walk through the chocolate swamp and over the gumdrop mountain and through the candy cane forest and all that stuff. And we're going to do a scavenger hunt in through our town and everything, and in different vehicles and stuff. We're not going to just go running around the town. And we're going to have another treasure hunt in our we have these reclaimed coal mines. So it's going to be pretty cool. They're strip mines. They're not like underground, you know. And we're going to, we also that night we have a choir concert and a movie on our ball field. And we're going to be giving away some an iPod Touch and some iPod Shuffles and stuff like that. But the main focus of our event is for me to live as Christ and to die as gain. And that's my favorite part of our recruiting events, is that God changes people's lives when they come here. And this last week, I think I heard Ross Foley tell about how he came during one of these events and was really challenged during a service to give his all to Christ. And so if you know of anybody who would like to come, please speak to me. We already have over 100 people registered for it. And so if you can bring a group or something, we also have a special deal for you. So
we're looking for young people that have a heart for God. And, you know, young people go to college for different reasons. Sometimes they go just to get away from mom and dad and spread the wings. We're looking for young people that want to change their world for Christ. And so if you know of a young person that has a heart for God, is open to ministry, and would like to change the world for Christ, we'd like to talk to them. How many of you like to hear about miracles? You're a little slow at first, but I think you do. We are excited about a miracle that God is working on our campus. It's something bigger and better than we've ever had. We're building a new chapel, and it is going to be nicer than any building on campus. We fixed up a lot of our other buildings. We built new buildings, but God's house was kind of the last one to come along. Maybe our priorities weren't quite right, but anyhow, we dreamed about having a beautiful new chapel. We just didn't have the money to build it. And, finally we decided it's time to start. If you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. So we said we better aim at something. And the chairman of our board said, now if you're ever going to do something major, you've got to figure out where a lot of the money is coming before you ever start. So I scratched my head and said, well, I think I know where maybe $200,000, can be raised just right off the top of my head. And, out of all those sources, we got $1,000. I thought, my strategizing isn't so great. I'm not so impressed. And you know, sometimes we got to get to the place where we say that we can't do it. I said, now, Lord, if you want a new chapel, something's going to have to happen that isn't happening, and I'm not the one that's going to make it happen. I've found that out. I said, you're going to have to make it happen. And you know, when we get to that place, that's often when God steps in. When we've bombed out, when we've run out of options, when we turn it over to God and say, okay, God, I can't do it. I'm going to have to trust you. Well, God began to go to work, and He brought in the largest gift in our history from something that was not even on our radar screen. You know, we serve a God that sees a whole lot more and has a whole lot more options than we ever thought of. And if you're up against something and you run out of options, remember this, God has it. And then not long after that, we got the largest grant from any foundation we've ever had. In fact, I've never heard of anything like this. We asked for $200,000 and the foundation sent us $250,000. And we sent it back. We said, surely there's a mistake. We can't. No. As I said, I'm a Nazarene elder. And we know how to receive offerings. And I thought, wow, you know, never dreamed of this. And then one of the neat things is God has brought, we're building it with volunteer work teams. And in fact, God has brought in about 60 volunteer work teams. And many of these are led by professionals. And they're going to save us about $1 million. And God literally has brought them in. Other times we've built projects and we've had to call and beg, you know, and send out letters. But God has literally brought them to us. They call us and say, can we come? And it's neat how God is doing this in such a special way. The business manager and I sat down a little bit ago. About a week ago, and said, now what's it going to take to finish it? And we found out that we're probably about $80,000 short. So we had our board meeting last week, and I said, fellas, we're almost there. Over 90% of the money's been raised, but we're still about $80,000 short. And the board of trustees came up with my encouragement, with a matching fund. And so they agreed, they've already given generously, but they agreed to raise $40,000 more. So any money that comes in, will be matched dollar for dollar and to help us finish it debt-free. I like to live out of debt. Thank you, Brother Jane. As a school, that's our practice. We just don't borrow money. If you would like to help us with our chapel, any money that you give will be matched dollar for dollar. I'd like to know how many of you are on our mailing list and get the silver trumpet. If you're not and you'd like to be on our mailing list, we just need you to sign a card. And it comes out about three times a year. There's no cost or obligation. And so if you're not on it and would like to, raise your hand. They'll give you a card and fill it out and we'll send it to you. Now, I'm on a lot of people's mailing list, not by choice. I don't know how they got my name. But I have a filing system. It's round. It's right at the end of my desk. And I file it, and I never read it. Now, don't do that. We want to send this to you if one obligation, and that is you have to read it. And if you'd like to get it, we'd love to give it to you. This is an envelope, and on there, on the back, it says you'd like to help finish the new chapel with a gift of. If you'd like to help us, this will be matched dollar for dollar. And we're excited. Contractors tell us that a conservative estimate of the worth is about over $2 million. So this is exciting for us. We also have a new CD that was just released about a month ago. And we don't sell them on Sunday, but if you want to give a donation out at our display, we'd be glad to give you one of these CDs. The Ladies Trio that you heard this morning is on that CD, and a men's quartet that you'll hear at the end of the service is on this CD. So if you like this music, we'd be glad to send it home with you. One other thing, and that is we have a sister school. It's a boarding high school. In fact, your pastor graduated from there, Mount Carmel High School. And there aren't that many Christian boarding high schools. And it has a special niche. If you know of a young person that is a good kid, now this is not for troubled kids, this is for good kids, but maybe they're a good kid that live in a not-so-good environment. They want to do what's right, but the home situation just isn't right. Mount Carmel might be a very good option for them. It's very affordable, Christian environment. If you have any questions, we'd be glad to see you after the service at our display. And thanks again so much for letting us come. You've made us feel welcome. We feel right at home with you. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't know about you, but I'm having a good time this morning. This Christ-exalting singing by these folks and their testimonies and the glow on their faces. I'm telling you, it better not be any different than it used to be. But multiply 4.5 times this. That's the student body. And they all sing like this. And there's nobody that doesn't sing it, Caleb. It's a necessary thing. And, well, this is wonderful. It's good to have everybody here today. Pastor Don is going to come in a moment, and we're going to sing a song. We do want to mention that this is the 87th birthday of Ronella Jackson. Isn't that wonderful? Let's give her a happy birthday congratulations. And Ronella has made up her mind to be a member of the church here, but the Midland Valley Church, that big church over in South Carolina, is in protest over this. I'm serious. There's a delegation that said, we just can't let that happen, but she said it's going to happen. So, and having said that, we want to remind you that next Sunday we'll be receiving members and also doing baptisms in the morning service. So we have that to look forward to. And any of you who are interested in being a member, several have talked to me, but be sure and touch base with me before today's over, all of you who are interested. And also baptism, follow the Lord in baptism. We encourage you to do it if you have not been baptized. And also, we want to announce annual meeting in the service this evening. This will be in our 6 o'clock service, the beginning of our balloting and reporting for our annual meeting. It goes on for 2 or 3, 4 weeks, and we will announce all the details of that in the service tonight. Don't forget that, 6 o'clock this evening. At this time, we're going to sing together.
Let's stand together and sing. We have come into His house. It's His house. We worship Him. Let's lift our voices together as we sing it.
We have come into His house and gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into His house and gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into His house and gathered in His name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Christ.
So forget about yourself. Let's lift our voice.
So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Christ the Lord.
Well, remain standing for our prayer. Heavenly Father, thank You that You are here today. Your presence has been so special, and we're grateful that You're here. We recognize it and thank You and pray that in each of our lives we'll truly let You speak and move and work. And we pray, Father, today for those who are in special need physically. We pray for Dr. Joel Radney, who's back in the ICU with pneumonia and added physical problems. And we pray that You'll spare this good man, dear Lord, a good Christian in our community. And we need Him and pray that You will bring healing miraculously to this man. We pray for our special little lady, Katie Key, one of our teachers of our shut-ins. And we pray that You'll be with Katie, who has fallen and who's in the Reedsville therapy unit for several weeks. Minister to this special woman, dear God, who loves You so much and loves this church so much. And we thank You for getting Jimmy Smith through his surgery, and we pray, Lord, as he recuperates, that You'll be with him with this glaucoma situation. The pressure's not just right, and we're asking You, Lord, to build it up to 12 like it's supposed to be, Would you do that, Lord? Be a simple thing for you to touch this servant who loves you and serves you faithfully. Touch all those, Lord, on our prayer list here who need the healing touch of the great physician. Bless the church of Jesus Christ around the world this morning, O Father. Those who teach and preach the good news of Jesus Christ, will you, dear Lord? May your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father. Your cause be spread and promoted. We pray for our military out there in dangerous places today. We pray especially for our nation, O God. On this day, when some are saying it's going to change the course of history, what's going on in Washington, on Sunday of all days, we ask, O God, that the God of the universe, the God of the United States, who's made the nation so great, will intervene and your will be done. We beg of you, Lord, that your will, that you will intervene and may the right thing be done. We realize as we read our Bible that sometimes you've let wrong prevail because people were set on having it their way as opposed to your way. But we beg for mercy today, dear God. And we beg especially for revival to come to the United States. We know that is the answer to all the ills of our country. And so will you come and intervene and keep us praying today, Lord, and believing you. Now in this place, be glorified today. We know that's the desire of our guests who have ministered so beautifully here in our midst. And may it be so in all of our lives, in each of our lives. Bless us now as we continue to worship. In the name of Jesus, we pray and praise you. Amen. Amen. Shake hands with 8 people before you take your seat. At least 8 people. Okay, we're going to receive our offering at this time, our regular Sunday morning offering. We're going to give you a chance later to give to this group, but this is our regular tithes and offerings. The ushers will come, and we'll continue our worship in our giving. Let's pray. Amen.
Oh, to see the dawn of the darkest day, Christ on the road to Calvary, tried by sinful men, torn and beaten, then nailed to a cross of wood. This the power of the cross. Christ became sin for us, took the blame, bore the wrath we stand forgiven at the cross. Oh, to see the pain written on your face, bearing the awesome weight of sin, every bitter thought, every evil deed, crowning your blood stain. Forgiven.
Forgiven, and I just praise him. I love that song. And now we're going to sing a little fun song that one time we were at a camp and they wanted us to sing the song. So we came up with a little arrangement and we're going to sing it for you now. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. No friend like him is so high and holy. No, not one, no, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one, no, not one, no, no, not one.
us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
How good it is to rejoice with you all this morning. And haven't you enjoyed these young people? You know, I get to see them all the time. I get to see them make choices for Jesus day by day. And that is so exciting. And, you know, you get to see them for one service. Some of you kept some of these young people in your home. And we know you'll never be the same. Hopefully that's a good thing. But thank you so much. We've just thoroughly enjoyed being here. Just lifting praises to God. And this is the quartet. There's been a little switch with the bass. The bass on the CD is actually one of our good friends from Papua New Guinea. He graduated, and the Lord has led him back to his home country to work there, and we praise God for that. And we're so thankful also that Jake Litchfield gets to join us this morning. But we're going to sing a couple songs for you, and My Jesus, I Love Thee is the first one. And how many of you know that song? Okay, that's what I thought. That's a song that most of us know. To think about the love of Jesus, that God became man, put on flesh, he dwelt among us, and laid down his life that we could have life. And you know, we talk about laying down our lives for each other, and that would be a difficult thing to do. But to think that we were Christ's enemies, because the Bible tells us that while we were Christ's enemies, God died for us. Christ died for us. And we praise him this morning.
My Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I'll love thee in life, I will love thee in death, and praise thee as long as thou lendest me breath, and say when the death dew lies cold on my brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. In mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll ever adore thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing with the glittering
crown on my brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis
conservative or liberal, however they're defined. It's not about interpretations or the judgments of the mind. It's the opposite of politics, power and prestige. It's about a simple message and whether we believe. It's still the cross, it's still the blood of Calvary that cleanses sin and sets the captive free. It's still the name of Jesus, that has power to save the lost. It's still the cross. We can strategize and implement our stances and decrees. We can control our institutions, approve and grant degrees. But the world is out there watching, and what they need from us is to see our risen Savior reflected in our love. It's still the cross, it's still the blood of Calvary that cleanses sin and sets the captive free. It's still the name of Jesus, that has power to save the lost. It's still the cross, it's still the cross, still the blood of Calvary that cleanses sin and sets the captive free. It's still the name of Jesus, that has power to save the lost. It's still the cross, blood of Calvary that cleanses sin and sets the captive free. It's still the name of Jesus, that has power to save the lost.
Wow. I don't know about you, but this has been just as fun being around young people. And I'm on the board, as you know, Mary. And I was in the student development committee with the students, and the student leader of in our Nazarene school said, "Do we have to have all these outside speakers coming in here? I want to hear the president and the chaplain of our more kids come to hear our own folks, and more respond to it when they speak." And I said, "Whew, we're in good shape," with the leader of our student body saying, "Just preach to us, just preach to us. That's what we need." And that's, and then to hear these young people today. Folks, the church is not going to the dogs. Young people who love God, these young people and these other folks who have come along with them. What a blessing it has been. We do want to thank the Donnie Spires for providing two motel rooms, and the Darren Keens also for helping on the motel and the Wises. And Alma McClellan kept this young couple, and Zane and Elvira kept three and joined. And we appreciate the great response in that regard. We mentioned Dr. and Mrs. Gunner, who were with us Sunday through Sunday, as we know, a couple of weeks ago. You notice the posters to the Kentucky Mountain Bible College. I'm supposed to be loyal to our university, so it's a very delicate thing, you know. But I said, I did attend that school. I do feel like I owe something to them. And then Dr. and Mrs. Gunner started out saying, "Hey, you don't need to talk to us about Kentucky Mountain Bible College. We both spent several days up there not long ago." Pastor Wise, that is a wonderful, special place about being a Kentucky Mountain Bible College. To minister there in the sense, we do thank God for Kentucky Mountain Bible College and encourage you, if you feel led, to give on this. As he has said, I think, how many of your student body? Third of them? Or something like that. And what do we have here? Wesleyans? Free Methodists? How many Wesleyans do we have? Wesleyan Church. Okay, how many Free Methodists? United Methodist? All right. What did I miss?
Nazarene.
Oh, Nazarene. Okay, how many Nazarenes? Let me see. Okay, look at this. All right, so all right. And any others? Do we miss any independent churches? All right. Okay, a couple from independent churches. Well, what a privilege. And we want to receive a good offering. Their dean who sets up these things, who I talked with several times as we scheduled this, said it takes about $400, $450 just to break even. Just to break even with it. And I'd just like to see us go significantly over that today. What an investment. What an investment it is. So do the best you can do. If you're not prepared and you put money in for KMBC in the next month or whatever, we will see that every penny that's given to KMBC will go to the ministry of the school. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for what our hearts have felt and sensed and experienced here as these young people have sung their hearts out and testified to your blessing and anointing upon their lives. What a privilege, dear God. May your blessing be upon us as we give, and the gifts that they will truly be invested in service for Christ and His kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray.
Condemned to die on a cross for the crimes he had done. He was guilty, everyone could see. But his destiny was changed as he looked at Christ and said, "When your kingdom comes, remember me." In paradise that day he stood, just like the Lord had said he would, surrounded by those gone before. One said, "Friend, how did you come? What are the deeds that you have done?" With tears in his eyes,
can hear him reply. There are no merits to my name, no works that I can claim. He who brought me here told me to say, I have come by the way of the cross. I have come by the way of the cross. It is nothing I have done. It's a suffering of God's Son. I have come by the way of the cross. Ooh. I have nothing to claim but my guilt and my shame. Hopelessly lost, I could not find my way, till his glorious light of love shone down on me, and his mercy washed all my sins away. What he did for me that day, it was a price I know he paid, but by his grace, I too can.
Go by their display table out in the vestibule and have some CDs out there. And it says for a contribution. What's the suggested contribution? Okay. Thank you so much. And we thank Pastor Marquita Hicks for her work in coordinating the meal last night and at noon. And those of you who cooperated with her for that, we thank those who ate the food. Appreciate it. And we thank you again for coming. We thank God for his presence. And I know I do not have to ask them if they're available. These young people in the black outfits here can talk with anybody who may be interested in finding a young person to pray with you. And fact is, right at this moment, I would just like to ask us and to wonder if there's someone today who has seen the glow of Christ and hunger for the same, say, I'd like some of that. I'd like those young people to pray with me. Can we stand quietly, please, and keep our heads bowed and in a spirit of... And could we ask this, someone who just say, well, I'm not ready to step out, but I do want those young people and you Christians to pray for me. Things are not right in my life, and I long that they be right with the Lord. And you just slip up your hand and back down. No, that. We will not reveal who it is. Anybody like that? Pray for me. Pray for me when you pray. Anybody like that? Lift your hand. God has spoken to your heart. There's one. God bless you. Anyone else? There's another. Anyone else this morning? God bless you. Heavenly Father, thank you for your faithfulness today. Thank you for what our hearts have witnessed and experienced here today. And we pray your blessing upon Kentucky Mountain Bible College and Dr. Spees and this wonderful young director and these young people and each person who's a part of this group and the ministry of the school and the association. Bless them, O God. Keep them safe and well. Go with them to Wrightsville this evening and make them a blessing there and everywhere else they go. And we just love you and thank you. And may Christ be preeminent in each of our lives. May we not leave this wonderful spirit we have experienced. It's up to us. May we choose to take him with us and to nurture and cherish his presence. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.